You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Imquinto Venti Quattro. You publish it, you'll sell it. Yes, indeed, a very good morning, boys and girls, and I tell you, it doesn't matter how you do it, turn us on in the mornings and you'll hear it. It is The Breakfast Show. I'm Jerry D. We're on 89.3 Cool FM. Great to be with you. When we left on Friday, it was September. Today, well, we're into October. We're well in. We're into the 3rd of October. Right, let's take a look. 3rd of October, things relevant to that particular date. We're looking at the 3rd of October festival that is held in Leiden. This is in the Netherlands. A German Unity Day today, and that of course is in Germany. Soldiers Day or Morazan Day in Honduras. National Foundation Day, that is being celebrated or recognized in South Korea. Mean Girls Day today. I like that one. I'm going to have to look that up. I'm not sure. It just says Mean Girls Day. Children's Day celebrated on the first Monday of October. That's in Singapore. And World Habitat today. That is being celebrated on the first Monday of October. And that is an international celebration.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Good morning.
Buenos días, la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
It's a beautiful day. For me to rock around your way. I want to want to say sting.
Sweet nightingale, why do you wake me so? Sweet nightingale, you're telling me something I don't know. It's 2:45, you're singing, driving me right out of my tree. I'm so tired, girl, I could weep. When all the other birdies are so fast asleep, yeah. Morning is coming. Morning is on its way. Morning is coming. It's Revelation Day. Sweet nightingale, we'll talk it over in the light of day. Why can't it wait? I need my beauty sleep, whatever you say.
Wake up, it's a beautiful day. Wake up, don't you hear what I say? Cause I'll be rocking in my shoes to this sweet reggae groove. Ain't nobody gonna spoil my mood. To this beautiful sunshine I'm rising up. Just a positive vibe me use and build me up. Overflowing like the hot coffee in a makeup. Ain't no time for easing up. Yeah.
Morning is coming.
Morning is coming.
Morning is on its way.
It's on its way.
Morning is coming. It's Revelation Day.
It's Revelation Day.
Oh, nightingale, you broke a dream or I don't live on my own. Oh, nightingale, I look around but there's nobody home. Rouse yourself and get out of bed. Drag a comb across your sleepy head. Clean your teeth and wash your face. Look like you're a member of the human race.
Wake up, it's a beautiful day. Myself, I wake up, don't you hear what I say? Cause I'll be rocking in my shoes to this sweet reggae groove. Ain't nobody gonna spoil my mood. Now miss the morning time, back to evening time. It's a message when we use to uplift mankind. Whether you know of the bubble or you know of the wine. Enjoy, it's a beautiful time.
Oh, morning is coming.
Morning is coming.
Morning is on its way.
It's on its way.
Morning is coming. It's Revelation Day.
Revelation Day.
Morning
is coming. Morning is on its way.
On its way.
Morning is coming. It's Revelation Day.
Here we go. This is starting off at the morning there. That's with Shaggy and Sting. Morning is coming. Well, I tell you what, it's arrived. Look out the studio window. I tell you what, I think we're in for rather a nice day today. Now, yesterday wasn't bad, was it? Good lady and I went out for a little walk in the evening of yesterday, which was all very pleasant, nice and cool. But in the afternoon, we had a beautiful day. We should have got out then, really, shouldn't we? But we didn't. 7 minutes after 6 o'clock.
I thought I could turn things around and show you something that was new. But all I got was disappointment. I was left without a clue. But you can never change. You just keep.
Go, that's it. Help yourself from Jeff Lynne's ELO. Yes, they did sort of add that in, Jeff Lynne's ELOs instead of just ELO. Right to time on the Breakfast Show, 10 minutes after six. Welcome to Monday. What do we got for you? We've got a Music Monday, which is rather nice. This is why I like to sort of, when I can, start and end the week with just sitting down here at the the record decks. We don't have those anymore here, not in the studio. And just, sitting back and enjoying playing music for you. This is Mr. Bruce Springsteen, yes, the boss. It's called Burning Train.
Try
Yes, there we go. Burning Train, that's Mr. Bruce Springsteen. As you can guess from the water pouring out, it is shower time for this Monday morning. So remember, you got to get up, got to get up, got to get up. And there we go. There's the black box disappearing there into the distance. And that was called Right on Time. And Right on Time, time to get you out the shower and on your way. There we go. And by the way, let me just remind you that it is Monday. All right, just in case you're thinking and you're just waking up, little eyes opening up, it is Monday. It's Monday. It's the 3rd of October already. So a good thing about that, I guess, is, well, Christmas decorations. They'll be up, won't they? 20 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock in this morning's breakfast show.
So young. Vietnam seemed like just another foreign war. But it wasn't. It was different in many ways, and so were those who did the fighting. In World War II, the average age of the combat soldier was 26. In Vietnam, he was 19. In Vietnam, he was 19. In Vietnam, he was 19. In Vietnam, he was 19.
There we go, 219 songs. So they started off with Steely Dan and Hey 19, and following on there with just 19. That was a song by Mr. Paul Hardcastle, sleeping back to using soundbites, actual new soundbites from the time of the Vietnam War. Time on the Breakfast Show, we're 28 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Inventa Venti Quattro. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usted encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Now that you've got your house in Panama, surely you're now dealing with how the weather, the high humidity and saltpeter affects your walls, your doors and outdoor fences. Well, that stops now with Intemperie, the fencing specialist. If you seek security, privacy and low-cost maintenance, you'll find all that in the various models offered and built in PVC and low-carbon steel. Intemperie has it all. from your typical picket fence, railings, semi-private and private fences. You can contact Intemp Perrier, the fencing specialist, through WhatsApp at the number 62874042, or follow them on Instagram at Tiendas Intemp Perrier.
Mi amor, qué bien que llegaste. ¿Lista para ver la serie?
Claro que sí. Déjame prender la computadora.
Oye, pero eso como que se ve mal.
Ay, sí, hace varios días. No sé qué le pasa.
Y se escucha bien raro.
Ah, eso lo tiene hace rato. Tampoco sé por qué.
Si tu equipo está fallando pero no sabes qué le sucede, tráelo a DataCer y te damos un diagnóstico. Aprovecha el DataCer Black Week del 12 al 30 de septiembre y te brindamos un 25% de descuento en el costo del diagnóstico. Visita dspma.com o nuestro Instagram, @DataCerPanamá, y descubre todas nuestras promociones. DataCer, líderes en soluciones tecnológicas desde 1989.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Yes, indeed. It is The Breakfast Show on 89.3 with me, Jerry D. And I tell you what, we are just making our way to 29 minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock this morning. And some good news. I'm sitting here. I got my tablet here with my news on it. I don't have to turn the light on because I can read it this morning. Why? Good news. The sun shining. In Panama, there is a deficit of judges when compared to international standards in the administration of justice. Now, reports from the judicial branch detail that the country has 11.6 judges for every 100,000 inhabitants. The international standard, determined by the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, the OECD, is 65 judges for every 100,000 inhabitants, which puts the country well below the average. The presiding magistrate of the Supreme Court of Justice, this is Maria Eugenia Lopez Arias, in the management report for the first half of 2022 highlighted that judges face a large workload, not only because of their low number in relation to population, but because of the lack of availability of offices and the complexity of the cases. Now, according to the report, the judicial branch had a total of 151,519 processes ongoing, of which it managed to finalise 76,912. The report details that 30% of the processes that are ongoing correspond to the family jurisdiction, 28% are civil cases, 13% corresponds to the sphere of childhood and adolescence, and 21% to the penal sphere. The say European average, by the way, in contrast, is 17.7 judges per 100,000 people. The Vamos coalition has reached the minimum number of support signatures required for free candidacies in 55 of the 80 constituencies where they have been activated. This as October the 1st of this year, and 45 days after the collection process was opened. In addition, in various parts of the country, pre-candidates for deputies and local governments that are part of the coalition lead the collection of signatures in their constituencies. In San Miguelito, for instance, this is a key point for Vamos, since it is led by Vasquez. This is who in 2019, by the way, general election, came to the National Assembly as the most voted deputy of the entire country and won one of the six seats of that area. Isn't that great? Right, moving on, we have got the Pan American Health Organization calling countries to intensify response actions against the monkeypox virus, prioritizing detection, surveillance and community engagement to reduce new cases and end the outbreak in the Americas region. Now, the request arises because most of the reported cases are in the Americas region. As of September 28, 41,966 cases of monkeypox were recorded. The Department of Epidemiology of the Ministry of Health has confirmed 16 cases of monkeypox in the country. Juan Miguel Pascal indicated that people vaccinated against smallpox have 85% protection if they are exposed to the monkeypox virus, as long as they do not have health conditions that weaken the immune system, such as cancer or HIV. Pascal argued that it is children, pregnant women, and immunosuppressed people who are most at risk of severe disease if infected with the monkeypox. Two operations carried out by the state security forces resulted in the seizure of 3 tons of cocaine. This, according to reports, the first seizure was made near the mouth of the Sidra River in the Gunayala region, where a boat carrying 2,006 kilos of cocaine was located. And it was found in 80 sacks in the boat. And the second seizure occurred in a port in the province of Colón, where 990 kilos of cocaine were found. This particular drug was inside a container that had arrived from Long Beach in the United States, bound for Antwerp in Belgium. What they're trying to ascertain at the moment is whether the container was contaminated before arrival or in Cologne, where it arrived to. The Association of Property Owners of Panama, chaired by Jose Antonio Diaz, said that as a union, they will respect the agreements made with delinquent tenants, but warn that tenants must assume responsibilities because the rents were not forgiven. These provisions were adopted by the government after the declaration of the COVID-19 pandemic in March of 2020, when there was an obvious impact on the leasing activity of private real estate intended for habitation, commercial establishments, professional use, commercial activities and teachers, etc. The decree that bears the signature of President Laurentino Cortizo and the Minister of Housing and Territorial Planning, Rogelio Paredes, justifies the repeal of the measures on leases, releases and evictions. This was after the economic and health improvement that the country registers for the phased reopening of the economy and the reactivation of employment contracts. And lastly, singing, playing, dancing. Yes, and the flamenco lifestyle will be present more than ever during the week, this week, in which the Flamenco Festival will be held, which will take place from Monday the 3rd to Saturday the 8th of October. And more on those stories a little bit later on this morning at 8 and 9 o'clock here on The Breakfast Show.
with Jerry D.
Laughing gas, and that was the Fratellis there, proceeding or following on rather from Pet Shop Boys and Dreamland. Yasmin just wandered into the studio, said, "Oh, it's like Christmas because the sun is shining through the windows." As I mentioned, when I was reading the news, I didn't even have to put any lights on, so that's a good sign. But then, of course, by humbug, the blinds were immediately closed again. Two reasons. Because it does get a bit warm and it's very bright in Yasmin's eyes. And the other thing is that when the sun shines in the studio, we see all the dust that has built up over the weeks. It's a spring cleaning day today. This is Troy Sivan featuring Ariana Grande on this one.
Young ambition, say we'll go slow, but we never do. place to go. Just put on the radio. You know what I wanna do. We can just dance to this. Don't take much to start me. We can just dance to this. Push up on my body.
Show. It's better than coffee.
That bleating sheep in the back there. That is Britney Spears, apparently. I haven't been able to work this piece of music yet, I must admit. Elton John together with Britney Spears, and if that's her comeback single, I really would like to hear what she sounds like these days. Before that, as I mentioned, Troye Sivan and a dancer to this, featuring Ariana Grande on that track. Looking at some things relevant to today's date, some of the info I get from Neil every day. If you want to go back to the year 1778, British Captain James Cook anchors where? In Alaska. He thought it was chilly, because it was. He had to wear extra clothes. 1789, George Washington makes the first Thanksgiving Day designated by the national government of the United States. Yep, that's it. First Thanksgiving Day. Then it was changed, wasn't it, to the end of the month. 1835, the Stadler Company is founded. This is in Nuremberg, Germany. 1863, United States President Lincoln declared that the last Thursday, there we go, of November would be recognised as Thanksgiving Day. I knew I'd seen it in there somewhere. Mr. Steve Winwood. While you see a chance. Have a go with Mr. Steve Winwood, and when you see a chance. And if you're keeping an eye on the time, we're just making our way to, well, towards the top of the hour. We're just 1 minute away. A couple of things I just want to remind you about, if you don't mind. If you're making your way off to work this morning, it's just come and say, just coming up at 7 o'clock, and you might be feeling a little bit hungry. I am at the moment. Don't forget to go and see our friends at the Des Gourmets store. This is the one that's in Pytia Mall now. They're also there now. And this is the delicatessen and speciality food store next to the Panama Clinic, which is in the Pacific Centre. They're waiting for you from Monday to Saturday, so do pop along and see them. They've got nice things like empanadas and fresh breads and all lovely things like that. And so do pop along. That's our friends at the Des Gourmets store. And we're going to take a look at the international news.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio. Cool FM.
And the military commissar of Russian's Khabarovsk region was removed from his post. This is after half of the newly mobilized personnel were sent home as they did not meet the draft criteria, the region's governor said early on Monday. Russia's first mobilization since World War II, declared by President Vladimir Putin on the 21st of September, has led to widespread discontent among officials and citizens over the way the draft has been handled, including complaints about enlistment officers sending call-up papers to clearly ineligible men. Ukrainian troops recaptured villages along the west bank of the Dnipro River in southern Ukraine on Monday in a major new breakthrough, opening a second big front that is forcing Moscow to abandon ground just days after claiming to annex it. The advance in Kherson province was Ukraine's biggest in the south of the country since the war began, and follows similar breakthroughs in the east that have turned the tide of the war in recent weeks. British Prime Minister Liz Truss was forced on Monday into a humiliating U-turn after less than a month in power, reversing a cut in the highest rate of income tax that had sparked turmoil in financial markets and a rebellion in her party. Finance Minister Kwasi Kwarteng said that the decision to scrap the top rate tax cut had been taken with some humility and contrition. Truss and Kwarteng announced a new growth plan on the 23rd of September that would cut taxes and regulation funded by vast government borrowing to snap the economy out of years of stagnant growth. And UK Prime Minister Liz Truss's decision to join the inaugural summit of a pan-European grouping this week has given a boost to the initiative, a brainchild of French President Emmanuel Macron, that some have written off already as just another talking shop. The summit in Prague of the European political community will bring together the 27 leaders of the European Union with 17 leaders from the continent currently outside of the EU club, including Britain, Turkey, Norway and Ukraine. The death toll from Hurricane Ian climbed past 80 on Sunday as embattled residents in Florida and the Carolinas faced a recovery expected to cost tens of billions of dollars, and some officials faced criticism over their response to the storm. The death toll was expected to keep rising as floodwaters receded and search teams pushed farther into areas initially cut off from the outside world. Hundreds of people have been rescued as emergency workers sifted through homes and buildings inundated with water or completely washed away. The second round of Brazil's presidential campaign kicked off on Monday after right-wing President Jair Bolsonaro outperformed polling and robbed leftist former President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva of an outright victory in the first round of voting. The unexpectedly strong showing for Bolsonaro on Sunday dashed hopes for a quick resolution to the deeply polarized election in the world's fourth largest democracy. Germany, France, Denmark, Spain, Italy and the Czech Republic have submitted 16 proposals for new European Union sanctions against Iran for its violent crackdown on protests over women's rights, a German foreign ministry source said on Monday. The proposed measures would target people and institutions primarily responsible for the clampdown on nationwide protests that were ignited by the death in police custody of a young woman, the source reported. And that's it. There's some of the international news for this morning. We'll take a look at the bottom of the hour, around about 7:30, some of the international business news. And in between the two, we're going to look at that sunny weather and see if it's going to stay with us all day and where it's going to be.
Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Celine Dion and Real Emotion. And right, let's take a look, shall we? Some of the weather, what's happening today, I'll tell you now. Lovely and sunny here in the studio. But we're going to start off, as we do, over there in the province of Colón, Costa Riba, where they have a maximum temperature today of 30 degrees Celsius and a minimum of 20. 36 degrees, the thermal sensation, which is reasonably pleasant, with relative humidity at 85%. During the course of the morning, it's going to be cloudy, apparently, on that side of the isthmus, with isolated showers in the afternoon and a few showers tonight. Moving on to West Panama, we're looking at 32 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature. That's, of course, on this side of the isthmus, with a minimum temperature of 23. It's going to feel quite warm at 38 degrees Celsius and 80% relative humidity. Partially cloudy this morning, this afternoon, isolated rains and thunderstorms, and tonight, isolated showers. Now, for us here in the metropolitan area, we have got 31 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature, 22 the minimum, and 37 degrees is the thermal sensation today, with 80% relative humidity. Partially cloudy, not too much in the way of cloud at the moment, but there's probably a few hanging around up there. Partially cloudy this morning, this afternoon at isolated rains with thunderstorms, and tonight we're looking at isolated showers. Now, let's move out into the Bay of Panama and the Perlis Islands around that area. A little bit warmer out there today with a maximum temperature of 32 degrees Celsius and 23 being the minimum. Right up there at the top of the mild discomfort list at 39 degrees Celsius, thermal sensation. And the relative humidity is a bit higher as normal at 90%. Relative humidity. Partially cloudy this morning, isolated rains and thunderstorms in the afternoon, and isolated showers tonight, which seems to be pretty much the same for everybody, doesn't it? Of course it does. Maritime conditions, let's see what's happening. We're going to start with the tides for today, starting on the Pacific. Low tide was at 2:46 this morning, that was 1.07 metres. High tide, that will be at 8:49 this morning, 4.33 metres. Low tide again, 3:28 in the afternoon, 0.91 of a metre. And the last high tide, that'll be 9:38 tonight, and that'll be 13.4 feet, or 4.08 metres. So there we go. That's the Pacific on the Caribbean. We're looking at low tide, it was at 1:31 this morning, minus 0.09 of a metre. High tide will be in a few minutes, well, probably in around about 10 minutes time at 7:26, and that'll be 0.12 of a metre. That's the high tide. The next low tide, that'll be at 11:19 this morning. Not much of a time distance, really. And that'll be 0.06 of a metre. And the last high tide, that's not going to be until 6:34 tonight, and that'll be 0.43 of a meter. So there we go. There's the tides for you. Looking at the actual sea conditions, let's take a look at the Caribbean. We're looking at good conditions for this morning. Light, very light winds, just 5 to 7 kilometers an hour coming in from the north-northeast. And waves, there aren't any. If you're boarding today, you could water ski out there. Why not? This afternoon, good conditions are prevailing. Still don't have any. You still don't have any waves in the afternoon, and winds not changing much either. 5 to 7 kilometers an hour coming from the north northwest in the afternoon. Now, in the morning on the Pacific, we're looking at good conditions for this morning. Again, there's still no waves on this side, but we've got more wind. We've got 18 to 20 kilometers an hour coming in from the north. During the course of the morning, say good conditions. Say no waves today. No waves in the afternoon either. 15 to 18 kilometre an hour winds coming in from the north in the afternoon. That's it. Rather strange report, really, in a way, this morning. So anyway, that's what the weather is doing for you today. And time-wise, we're 17 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock.
Maybe I To be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Yeah.
It is a Wizard and See My Baby Drive, and that was preceded by the Fortunes and that same old feeling. Don't forget, in around about 5 or 6 minutes' time, we'll take a look and see what is happening in the world of business, in the international business scene for this morning. So do sit tight for that. Time right now is 25 minutes after 7 o'clock.
Walk with me. Take my hand.
That's a good and oldie, isn't it? Four tops there and still water. Time on the breakfast show. We're just a few minutes away from the bottom of the hour.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Inquento Venti Quattro. You publish it, you'll sell it. It's not only you that gets stressed, you know, so does your car. Take it to relax and take care of itself at the best and cleanest car spa in Panama. Vale Motors in Clayton, Sweetdownville, Saber. All car services in one place. Overhaul, bodywork, oil change, car wash, suspension, tyres and brakes. And I tell you what, go along and tell them and say, hey, Jerry D sent me. And they'll give you a safety checkup and a car wash. Don't forget, give them a call, Vale Motors, 6431-04. 19.
Vale Motors.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usted encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras.
Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Now that you've got your house in Panama, surely you're now dealing with how the weather, the high humidity and saltpeter affects your walls, your doors and outdoor fences. Well, that stops now with Intemperier, the fencing specialist. If you seek security, privacy and low-cost maintenance, you'll find all that in the various models offered and built in PVC and low-carbon steel. Intemperier has it all, from your typical picket fence, railings, semi-private and private fences. You can contact Intemperier, the fencing specialist, through WhatsApp at the number 62874042, or follow them on Instagram at Tiendas Intemperier.
It's Morning Radio, the breakfast show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
And it is 29 minutes, or just a few seconds away from 29 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. And we're going to take a look at some of the international business news for this Monday morning. The final quarter of the year got off to a shaky start on Monday, with world stocks languishing at their lowest levels since late 2020, when the global economy was still reeling from the COVID-19 pandemic. Oil prices jumped more than 4% as the Organization of the Petroleum Exchange Countries and its allies, a group known as OPEC Plus, said that it would consider reducing output, while sterling rallied after the UK government said that it would reverse a controversial tax cut that had rocked British markets. But sentiment across markets remained frail, given worries that aggressive interest rate hikes from the likes of the US Federal Reserve raises global recession risks. European equity markets were at sea in a sea of red, with the Stoxx 600 index down 1.4%. Shares in beleaguered Swiss bank Credit Suisse fell around 10% in early trading, reflecting market concern about the group as it finalizes a restructuring program due to be announced on the 27th of October. Oil prices jumped, we talked about oil prices, and they jumped to almost $4 on Monday. This was as OPEC Plus considers reducing their output more than a million barrels per day to buttress prices with what would be its biggest cut since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic. Brent crude futures rebounded $3.46, or 4.1%, to $88.60 a barrel by 9:15 GMT. U.S. West Texas Intermediate to crude WTI was up 4.3%, or $3.39, at $82.88. Oil prices have tumbled for four straight months since June, as COVID-19 lockdowns in top energy consumer China hurt demand, while rising interest rates and surging U.S. dollar weighed on global financial markets. Chinese smartphone maker Xiaomi Corporation on Sunday said that it was disappointed with an Indian order that froze 682 million of its assets that would continue to protect its interests. That's $682 million of its assets and would continue to protect its interests. An Indian appellate authority on Friday confirmed in April an order by India's Federal Financial Crime Fighting Agency, the Enforcement Directorate, to seize 55.51 billion rupees, saying a probe found that Xiaomi had made illegal remittances to foreign entities by passing them off as royalty payments. Reliance Jio will soon launch a laptop priced at just 15,000 rupees. Now, that's about $184. One of the cheapest on offer in India, aiming to replicate the success of its low-cost phone, said two sources with direct knowledge of the matter. Indian billionaire Mukesh Ambani's Reliance is known for disrupting businesses with cutthroat price offerings. Jio, its telecoms unit, has been credited with upending the world's number two mobile market with cheap 4G data plans and free voice services in 2016. Last year it followed that with its 4G Jio phone that cost $81. And Taiwan launched its first English language news, lifestyle and entertainment television channel on Monday, to give it a bigger voice internationally at a time that China is squeezing the island's footprint and seeking to assert sovereignty. The government-backed Taiwan Plus began operations last year as a mostly online streaming platform and has been strongly supported by President Tsai Ing-wen. And that's it. Those are some of the things in the international business news for this morning. It is Monday. It is the 3rd of October. Yes, we are in October. 25 minutes right now. That's before the hour of 8 o'clock.
Explain the way I'm missing you. The news they tell. tell their own story. Told me not to cry when you were gone. But the feeling's overwhelming, it's much too strong. Can I?
Mistake his voice, can you? Sam Smith and Lay Me Down. And breakfast show time, if you are keeping an eye on the time, is 16 and a half minutes exactly before the hour of 8 o'clock. Relevant to this day, the 3rd of October, Bloomingdale's and the Bloomingdale Brothers opened their first store at 938 3rd Avenue in New York City. That was in 1872. 1893, the motor driven vacuum cleaner was patented by J.S. Thurman. I wonder what it was before it was motor-driven. Perhaps it was just a long tube and you had to suck on it. I thought they were all motor-driven. This is The Church and Under the Milky Way.
Sometimes when this place gets kind of empty, sound of their breath fades with the lights. I think about the loveless fascination under the Milky Way tonight. Lower the curtain down in Memphis. Lower the curtain down, alright. I got no time for private concerts. transportation under the Milky Way tonight. Wish I knew what you were looking for. Might have known what you would find. And it's something quite peculiar. Something shimmering and white. It leads you here, despite your destination, under the Milky Way tonight. Wish I knew what you were. Wish I knew what you were looking for. Might have known what you were
There we go, that's The Church, as I mentioned, and Under the Milky Way. We're 11 minutes before 8 o'clock, and I'm still rummaging around here, finding things that are relevant to today's date. We mentioned about Bloomingdale Brothers opening their first store in New York City. And, well, in the year 1906, W.T. Grant opened a 25-cent department store. And in 1906, also on this day, SOS is established as the International Distress Call. And that's replacing the call sign CDQ. And I love this because SOS we've become known to, sort of got used to now, Save Our Souls. But I love the CDQ. What did that stand for? Sometimes interpreted as Come Down Quick. Which I thought was rather cool. Council and You're the Best Thing. I tell you what, I watched a movie on Netflix over the weekend. No, it wasn't Netflix. It was, if I remember rightly, it was Prime. And it was called Uncharted. And I came across this piece of music.
You got me breathing like you did.
go. That was it. That was The Rain That Never Came. And that was, say, it's in the movie Enchanted. It's clever, isn't it? We sit there, don't we, with our Shazams. Oh, I like that piece of music. It comes from Apache Sun. And I suppose what I can tell you is that the movie, I guess, it's called, to say, Uncharted. And it was amusing. It kept you, but it was a little bit silly. Really. Two of these huge sort of helicopters that take extremely large. They look a little bit weird. They look a bit like a dragonfly because they got the sort of the front piece and the back piece of the helicopter, and sort of in between looks like there's something missing. And then they carry these really heavy loads. They were flying around on the end of a long piece of cord were these two galleons which they'd raised, which was a little bit silly, really. But anyway, it kept us occupied. The other thing we did over the weekend, Andreas will be happy, we watched number one and number two of, Top Gun. And thoroughly enjoyed them. I'm glad I watched the first one again before I watched the second one, because I would have sort of forgotten about a lot of it. So there we go. That's it. Let's go into the top of the hour and the news.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Use Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Now that you've got your house in Panama, surely you're now dealing with how the weather, the high humidity and saltpeter affects your walls, your doors and outdoor fences. Well, that stops now with Intemperier, the fencing specialist. If you seek security, privacy and low-cost maintenance, you'll find all that in the various models offered and built in PVC and low-carbon steel. Intemperier has it all. From your typical picket fence, railings, semi-private and private fences. You can contact Intemperier, the fencing specialist, through WhatsApp at the number 62874042 or follow them on Instagram at Tiendas Intemperier.
Jaime, porfa, desconéctate de Wi-Fi para poder bajar este archivo.
Angela, pero si estoy contestando correos.
Sorry, pero tú sabes que aquí si todos nos conectamos al mismo tiempo, bajar archivos pesados es un lío. Dame chance.
Ok, pues...
Parece que tu empresa necesita una mejora en su red Wi-Fi. Aprovecha el DataServe Black Week para empresas del 12 al 30 de septiembre y agenda tu inspección completamente gratis. Te visitamos y asesoramos para llevar el funcionamiento de tus redes inalámbricas al siguiente nivel. Visita dspma.com o nuestro Instagram, @DataServePanamá y descubre todas nuestras promociones. DataServe, líderes en soluciones tecnológicas desde 1989.
It's not only you that gets stressed, you know, so does your car. Take it to relax and take care of itself at the best and cleanest car spa in Panama. Vale Motors in Clayton, Suidad del Saber. All car services in one place. Overhaul, bodywork, oil change, car wash, suspension, tyres and brakes. And I tell you what, go along and tell them and say, hey, Jerry D sent me. And they'll give you a safety checkup and a car wash. Don't forget, give them a call, Vale Motors, 6431-0419.
Vale Motors.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
I'm on the cloud floating around, looking down. Nothing but pain. I'd like to see a new dawn, a new direction.
times are gone. When the church bells start to ring, no one comes to sing, and the choir holding flowers, no one brings. Rise up. A place I know where us misfits go in the candlelight at night. Black roses grow through the darkness on our journey to the
two great tracks there. This one was the Erasmus and Rise, and it was preceded by Marco Mendoza with called New Direction, and a little bit of Sergeant Pepper-esque tones in that particular one. Time on the Breakfast Show, we're 24 minutes, and that's after the hour of 8 o'clock. We're on 89.3, of course, Cool FM.
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? Oh, yeah, it's been a rainy weekend. I had hoped to come back this morning and give you a great report on all the gardening I'd gotten done, but not a lot was able to get done because the amount of rain that came this weekend. Wow. Again, with the rain and chilly weather, so we weren't able to actually get anything in the ground or move anything around. Actually, we just waited for the Noah's Ark to pass by and drop off a few animals and pick a few up on the way out of town. Well, it is Monday. This week is a travel week. We are going to, the cook and I are going to be taking a little road trip. So I'm hoping to give you some reports from the road to Boquete, in and around. I hope to give some, I'm looking forward to seeing some part of the countryside I haven't seen. We decided a little while ago that every month we're going to go somewhere that we haven't been so that we can actually explore this country and know more about it. Not just Panama City, not just the Coronado and the Olaya area. So we want to actually know more about the country. So off we go. We'll be leaving on Thursday morning. I'll probably give you a report and then hit the road driving. Whoo! It's going to be, I think it's a 5-hour drive one way just to Boquete from where we are right now, but that's cool. The sun is trying to peek out, but the rain just keeps saying, no, no, you can't come out. We're not going to let you come out. And all the little critters are just singing and laughing and going, ha ha, we got you wet. Ha ha. Oops, there went a kitty cat. Scared him. All right. There we go. And there's my papaya tree. Hello, Mr. Papaya. How are you? Are you being good? Look at all your flowers. Are you going to give me some beautiful flower babies? Yes, you are. Okay. All right. Well, there's kitty one, kitty two, kitty three. I got too many kitties. All right. The bananas fell down last week, and we thought we'd get to them in time. But unfortunately, I think a little critter got to the bananas before we could get to them, and it's been eating them. I think it's probably one of those opossums, also known here as a sora. So he has decided to eat all my bananas on the ground. So, yep, he's having a good time. All right, everything is well, and hopefully I'll talk to you tomorrow. So back to you in the studio.
Out of touch with memories and feelings of those early days of rock and roll. Sometimes life just doesn't have no meaning. People just don't seem to have no soul. Don't have to go right back to the beginning. Healing music flow. Get back in touch with memories and feelings of the early days of rock and roll. Those early days, so many ways. Well, bring the joyous feeling to my soul. Those early days, so many ways. Rock and roll, 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 roll.
Van Morrison and Early Days. And breakfast show time, we're half past the hour of 8 o'clock, making our way up to 9. And just want to remind you, if you've just sort of sat down in the office and relaxed and just had your piece of bread or your empanada that you got from the gourmet store, don't forget, 3.5 hours' time, it'll be time for lunch. And the Gourmet Store can help you out with that as well. Now, the Gourmet Store, the delicatessen store and speciality foods store, of course, is in Paitia Mall now. This is next to the Panama Clinic Pacific Center. And that's where you can find delicious baked breads, the best cuts of meat, seafood, tapas, recognized wines, and gourmet products to heat and enjoy. So do pop along. The Gourmet Store there in the Paitia Mall. If you're around this area in Paitia, that's the place to go. All right, pop along and check it out. Style Council and Have You Ever Had It Blue. Time wise, keep your eye 24 and a half minutes before 9 o'clock. Very good morning to Ashley. It says good morning, Jerry, Yasmin, and all your faithful listeners worldwide. Have an excellent Monday and whole week. Sway away. I'm requesting. Tell you what, this song has been covered by so many people. It's an absolutely brilliant one. It is Sway, and this is the version by Enrique. It's by Dad, Julio Iglesias. In actual fact, one of the people who introduced me to Latin music was Julio Iglesias. Back in the 80s, that was.
Rhythm circle play, dance with me, make me sway. Like an icy ocean hugs the shore, hold me close, sway me more. Like a flower bending in the breeze, bend with me, sway with ease. While we dance, you have a way with me, stay with me, sway with me. Oh, the dancers may be on the floor, but my eyes, they can see only you, only you. this magic technique. When we sway, I go weak. I can hear the sounds of violins long before it begins. Make me feel as only you know how. Sway me smooth, sway me now. The dancers may be on the floor, but my eyes, they can see only you. Only you have that magic technique. When we sway, I go with it. I can hear the sounds of violins long before it begins. Make me feel as only you know how. Sway me smooth, sway me now. The lazy ocean hugs the shore. Hold me close, sway me more. Like a flower bending in the breeze, bend with me, sway with ease. When we dance, you have a way with me. Stay with me, sway with me. Well, my rhythm start to play. Dance with me, make me sway. Make me thrill as only you know how. Sway me smooth, sway me now.
You know what, that's one of those songs where you say it's been covered so many times, but it's a song which is really difficult to make a bad cover of, isn't it, really? It's just one of those really jolly songs. If you get jolly along with it, you're right. Nice version there, Julio Iglesias, and that was Sway. Now, talking about, let's say a very good morning to Renee and Rick. They've been house hunting because they've been up and about, because they're over in Greece now. They've started their holiday. Yeah, they're over in Greece, and they're looking for a house, and they've been out house hunting today. Just got back, I guess. Says, is it 5 o'clock yet? Of course it is. It's 8:40 here. Doesn't say 5 o'clock has to be in the evening, does it? Anyway, over the weekend they were out at a restaurant and apparently they came across some very good covers. Now, you know what it's like? I do the same thing, whether it's movies or whether I'm out and about. Even sometimes in the shops you hear a piece of music. Gosh, I like that. That could fit in. And you get your old phone out, Shazam, bang, there you go, that's it, you know the songs. Wish I had that when I was a kid. And anyway, they sent me some covers, so I thought we would play some of those during the course of the morning. And we're going to start off with this one. Now, this is from a guy, his name is Landon Pegg. And, is Pegg? Yeah, Landon. Let me get closer. London Pig, I think it is. Oh, unfortunate. This is his cover of Young at Heart.
Fairy tales can come true. Could happen to you if you're young at heart. For it's hard, you will find, to be narrow of mind, if you're young at heart. You can go to extremes, with impossible schemes. You can laugh while your dreams fall apart at the seams. And life gets more exciting with each passing day. And love is either in your heart.
It's on its way. Don't you know that it's worth every treasure on earth to be young at heart? For as rich as you are, it's much better by far to be young at heart. And if you should survive to 105, look at all you'll derive out of being alive. And here is the best part, you have a head start if you are among the very young at heart.
Rather nice, isn't it? I do like that. Young at heart there. And there's Landon Pay. This one isn't a cover, but it's the Philharmonic Orchestra version of Just My Imagination, Running Away With Me.
Tender rhapsody, but in reality,
There we go. Yes, that was the Commodores and Still. Two beautiful tracks there, following on from Just My Imagination, Running Away With Me, and that was the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra on that one as well. That's brought us time-wise. We're 8 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. Top of the hour, if you missed the news at 8, we've got it again for you at 9 this morning. Last hour, we'll probably check in with Yasmin and see what is happening With the world of music today, probably a couple of tracks from that this morning. And say, just taking a look, is there anything else here relevant for today? Oh yeah, the newspaper, the Pravda newspaper, that's the Russian newspaper, that is, well, it was started, it was founded on this day in 1908. In 1959, postcodes were introduced in Britain. That is things, I remember my old one at Streatham, SW16 3DR. That was my one. 1964, the first buffalo wings are made at the Anchor Bar. Where is that? That was in Buffalo, in New York.
Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today. I want to be a part of it. New York, New York. These vagabond shoes are longing to stray right through the very heart of it. New York, New York. I want to wake up in a city that doesn't sleep and find the king of the hill, top of the heap. These little town blues are melting away. I'll make a brand new start of it. In old New York, if I can make it there, I'll make it anywhere. It's up to you, New York, New York. I want to wake up in a city that never sleeps and find I'm a number one, top of the list, king of the hill, a number one. Those little town blues are melting away. I'll make a brand new start of it in old New York. If I can make it there, I'll make it anywhere. It's up to you, New York, New York.
Brilliant. Never heard that before. There's another one from Renee and Rick this morning. They've been to a restaurant in Greece over there, I guess Athens in Greece, and they were playing this music on the I guess on the, you know, the music on in the restaurant, and they said, oh yeah, they did a lot of Shazams and sent it to me, because you know how we like covers on this program. And this week got another couple from them as well, I think, and we'll do that a little bit later on after the news. For now though, this isn't a cover. But it's if something you might want for breakfast. Bread. Lost without your love.
Lost and all alone. I always thought that I could make it on my own. But since you left, I hardly make it through the day. My tears get in the way. I need you back to stay. I wander through the night and search the world to find the words to make it right. All I want is just the way it used to be. With you here close to me, I've got to make you see. I'm lost without your love.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
No bajes, recuerda llevar tu mascarilla puesta mientras viajas con nosotros. La Metrocultura la hacemos juntos. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM. From the heart of Panama City in English.
He's just not right for you. And you could tell me if I'm off, but I see it on your face when you say that he's the one that you want. And you're spending all your time in this wrong situation, and anytime you want it to stop.
I know I can treat you better than he can, and any girl like you deserves a gentleman.
Second you say you'd like me to, I just wanna give you the loving that you're missing. Baby, just to wake up with you will be everything I need, and this could be so different. Tell me what you want to do.
'Cause I know I can treat you better than he can, and any girl like you deserves a gentleman. Tell me why are we wasting time on all your wasted crime when you should be with me instead. I know I can treat you better, better than he can, better than he can. Give me a sign, shake my hand, we'll be fine. I won't let you down. Just know that you don't have to do this alone. Promise I'll never let you down. 'Cause I know I can treat you better than he can, and any girl like you deserves a gentleman. Tell me why are we wasting time on all your wasted grind when you should be with me instead. I know I can treat you better.
Don't belong, and now that
There we go. Her name is Lisa Loeb. It's a nice song, isn't it? It's called Stay. And before that was Mr. Shawn Mendes and Treat You Better. If you are keeping an eye on the time, we're just making our way to 20 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock. We're on Monday's Breakfast Show with you this morning, and here's the 3rd of October. Yeah. Just sort of creeps up on you, doesn't it? Because Friday was the last day of September, and it's not just a question of first. We lost the first and the second, because we're already up to the third. Still to come, we'll take another piece of music, then we'll check in with Yasmin. She's got a couple of tracks for Born on this day as well. Also find out how she got on at the weekend. But right now, we've got another one of those cover tracks that was sent in to us by Renee and Rick. And this one is from... It's from the Leftover Cuties, and it's their version of You Are My Sunshine.
You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray.
There we go. That is Leftover Cuties there, and you are my my sunshine. The reason I don't have sunshine in the studio. Morning, yes.
Good morning. Happy Monday.
Tis then, we got a lot of sunshine this morning, haven't we?
Yeah, it looks like December.
Yeah, you said that when you came in December, I thought, well, you bought me presents.
No, because no, the sun changes. Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah. It does. It actually. You're quite right. Actually, it doesn't change. Doesn't change much. But I notice, you know, the direction of the sun.
Mm-hmm.
It all of a sudden seems to change. It doesn't sort of progress slowly.
And the color, I don't know, it's different.
Yes, it's bright.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How was your weekend?
Oh, very nice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of things.
Hmm.
I did a lot of things.
Oh, you did. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, let's start. What did we do first?
Well, on Friday, I went to the... This was like the launching of October month.
Okay.
For ANSEC. Mm-hmm. This is the National Association Against Cancer.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because October is the month of cancer prevention.
Mm-hmm.
So they had like a little event.
Mm-hmm.
They were lighting up the lights of the new place here in Obarrio.
Mm-hmm.
And they had live music, so it was very nice.
Oh, really wonderful. There. Mm-hmm. Oh, lovely.
Mm-hmm. So, also on Saturday, I went to the launching of a new little cafe at Casco Viejo.
Okay.
And on Saturday, of course, it was International Coffee Day.
So oh, that's right,
We were also celebrating that day there, and it was really awesome because it's just in the same place where is located a tattoo place.
Oh, okay.
So people were making tattoos just about coffee designs, little ones, very cute. And they had live music, we tasted coffee, we tasted soda because they do like organic soda, something like that. And it was awesome. We met a lot of people there.
Oh, great. Mm-hmm. And where did you have your tattoo made?
Oh, I didn't.
You didn't have a tattoo?
I wanted a tattoo, but not with a coffee design. I love coffee, but
What design tattoo would you have then?
A cat.
Okay, I got my marker pen here.
Mm-hmm.
Should we do a tattoo?
Oh, yeah. You can do that.
Yeah, a cat would be nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. So. And after that, I went to Atrium Mall because they had a tourism event.
Uh-huh.
Well, it was about tourism and gastronomy.
Mm-hmm.
And it was good, too. They had all the floors full of different activities, different stands.
Mm-hmm.
And they had also live presentations there. So it was great.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, good. Well, you were busy then.
Mm-hmm.
What did you do on Sunday?
On Sunday, we just went to the paddling.
Oh, yeah,
Practice. In Amador in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And it was nice, too. The day was perfect because, you know, on Saturday it was raining all day long.
Mm-hmm.
And then on Sunday we thought it would be raining also, but no. It was perfect.
It was a nice day, yes.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful, yeah.
I went for a walk yesterday evening.
Oh, yeah?
With Christina. We walked down the road to the little park down here and walked around there a couple of times and walked back again.
Mm-hmm.
That was exciting.
Because it was still very sunny in the afternoon.
Oh, it was nice. So I got some quite nice pictures because it was sort of towards sunset time.
Mm-hmm.
And I just had to, let me take a picture or two.
Yeah, you know, even at Amador, the water looks so clear.
Mm-hmm.
It was beautiful, the color and everything. Yeah, I really love it. On Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good.
Yeah.
Well, you were busy then.
Mm-hmm.
You must be exhausted.
I was so tired.
Yeah, have the rest of the week off.
At the end of the day, because after that I had to go to the supermarket.
Oh.
And I had a lot of things to do. But yeah, today I have to wash my car because it's very, very dirty.
You wash your car yourself?
Yes.
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm.
Want to wash mine?
No.
Oh.
I wanted to do it yesterday, but I was so tired.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to do it
today. What's the matter with Ian?
Yeah, he was tired too.
Well, he has a good excuse because he was out rowing yesterday.
Yes, and you know, his arms were so kind of sore. So, yeah, he was
not. Oh, that's good. Hey, does he, by the way, when he rows, does he just stay on one side of the boat or does he?
No, they change.
They change him around.
Uh-huh.
I was going to say, that's just as good.
Yes.
Because otherwise he's going to have one big arm and one little arm.
Exactly. Yes.
But no, it's good because it's the Reiki. You see, he built up his muscles.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good. Oh, wonderful. And we've got a couple of tracks for this day in music.
Mm-hmm. The first one, I love him so much. Shubby Shaker.
Oh, yeah.
He was born in 1941. U.S. singer, and his real name was Ernest Evans. In 1960, U.S. number one and U.K. number 14 single, The Twist. In 1962, U.K. number two single, Let's Twist Again. The Twist is the only song to go to number one on the U.S. singles chart twice. Once in 1960 and again in 1962.
There we go. Yes, Mr. Chubby Checker and The Twist.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine I was, since 1960, I was 11.
Oh, yeah? Wow.
1962, I was 13. Hmm. So I was twisting for 3 years. I mean, I was like, could you imagine that kid? Well, you know, as a kid of that age, you know, got a lot of energy to burn. I didn't have anything to row.
A nice leg.
Thank you. Gosh, yeah. People still do the twist as well, you know, when you go to the party. Whoa, let's mm-hmm. do the twist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's fun.
Yeah, I have a bad back now. So I can't do the twist anymore. I just felt like, oh, yeah. Backwards and forwards on my chair.
Mm-hmm.
So we got a busy week this week.
Mm-hmm. Do you mean
well, you, there? Because, you know, I'm never busy. What are you doing?
Well, not really now. Just on Thursday, there's an opening of a new store in Costa del Este.
Uh-huh.
It's a Turkish, how do you say those papers for the wall?
Wallpaper.
Uh-huh. It's a new store.
Oh, really, yeah?
From Turkey. So.
And they're doing wallpapers?
Yeah, it's like a luxury wallpaper.
Wow.
So. I'm going to enjoy that.
Oh, good.
And I love wallpapers, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I prefer that.
Yeah, it's funny because in England, you know, most of the houses, we used to have wallpaper.
Mm-hmm.
Not so much now. It's a bit like here, you know, but it's all sort of painted. But, yeah, wallpapers were the thing.
Yeah, because you can change every time, you know, the decorations.
You can do, but it's a bitch.
No, I love it.
It is, because you've got to scrape it all off. You scrape it all off. It doesn't just come off. You mm-hmm. just, or, you know, if it's nice.
Well, it depends.
Do you know what I mean by embossed wallpaper? Embossed wallpaper is when it's sort of, it's not flat. It's got sort of designs in it, which stick out of it.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's, you can just paint over, and it looks nice.
Mm-hmm.
You just, but, no, that was the thing with wallpaper. God, I remember, you just scrape it up, to scrape it off the walls, and then a bit of the wall falls off, and you plaster it, and,
Yeah, but I guess now they are different. I guess. I don't know. We'll see. Maybe these ones from Turkey are different. New technology.
Yes.
Yeah.
Stuck on the wall with Turkish delight.
Yeah, we'll see.
Oh, that's going to be fun.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, no, it's unusual. If there's a wallpaper shop, that'll be very popular, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's good. Oh, yeah. Good. So that's it then. You've got a fairly quiet week, have you?
Yeah, for now. But, you know, always on Monday they start sending me invitations in the week, yeah.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah. It's all right for some. Let's take a look. What's our second piece of music for this morning?
The second one is Antonio Martinez. He was born in 1945 from Spain. Beat group Los Bravos, who had the 1966 UK number 2 and US number 4 single, Black is Black. They were the first Spanish rock band to have a UK and US hit single.
And Black is Black, like your wallpaper. here we go. Well, I remember this one. Los Bravos and Black is Black.
Hmm.
You heard that one before?
No.
No? That's a good one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah, they make good music in those days, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. So, and today, you're just going to relax today, eh?
Yes, just wash my car.
Oh, they said wash your car.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Are you very good at washing cars?
Yeah, I guess so.
Oh, good. Mm-hmm. You can do mine, seriously. It's downstairs.
I know.
I tell you what, because, I mean, my Freelander, I guess it's not really a small car, is it?
Mm-hmm.
And to get up onto the roof, you have to stand up on steps.
Mm-hmm, and, exactly.
You know, and I hit my head on the roof.
Oh, gosh. Oh, yes, because the roof is kind
and they got
low.
The beams as well, you mm-hmm. see. Yes, yes. Oh. So I take mine to the car wash now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, well, have a good day then, yes?
Thank you.
Wash the car and then try and relax.
Yes, sure.
We've got a request here,
mm-hmm.
and it's from Mary Lou. Mary Lou dropped a line earlier on.
Hello, Mary Lou.
She says, Mary Lou says, good day, everybody. Can you please play Sooner or Later from Rex Smith? That one's from Mary Lou this morning. Sooner or Later from Rex Smith. And 17 before 10, if you are keeping an eye on the time. So we've got a little bit of time left. I tell you what, I got another one of these covers that was from Renee and Rick when they went to their restaurant the other night. They spent half their time shazamming all the music. This one goes back in time. It's not a new cover, not by any stretch of the imagination. The song is Let's Save the Last Dance, or Save the Last Dance for Me. It was a song which was written by Dot Pomus and Mort Schumann. It was first recorded in 1960 by The Drifters with Benny King on lead vocals then. Since been covered, of course, by several artists, including Dalida, the DeFranco family, Emmylou Harris, Dolly Parton, and Michael Bublé. But the one that I'm going to play, the one that they found, is from 1974, and it was by Harry Nielsen. I remember his album, Nielsen Smilsen, love that album. In 1974 is when he included a version of it on his album, which was called Pussycats, arranged by Nielsen and John Lennon, and produced by John Lennon as well. It was released as a single in Germany, with a cover of Bob Dylan's Subterranean Homesick Blues on the B-side. Also, it was released as a single in the United Kingdom.
You can dance every dance with the guy who gave you the eye. Let him hold you tight. Smile, every smile for the man who held your hand 'neath the pale moonlight. But don't forget who's taking you home and in whose arms you're gonna be. Yes, I know that the music's fine, like sparkling wine. Go and have your fun. Laugh and sing, but while we're apart, don't give your heart.
Close.
Make me be true.
just to be sad thinking of you. Some mothers I've seen, it had to be me. I'm 5'10", a man among men, and you're 7'2". But with all your faults, it's you I adore. When you stand up, your hands touch the floor. It had to be unlucky me. It had to be me.
The rainbow. There we go. That's Harry Nilsson as well, by the way. Just thought I'd follow on through. That's off of the album A Little Touch of Smilshin in the Night. Gosh, I used to play that album so much. I think I would have run there. It's a lot of mainly covers on there as well. And so there we go. Time on The Breakfast Show. Squeeze one more in. Liven you up a little bit after those. I like this one very much as well. This is Mr. Will Young. Why Does It Hurt?
No.
That's it. Why Does It Hurt? From Will Young. And that's it. That's brought us to the end of our first program for this week, our Monday Morning Breakfast Show. And don't forget, we'll be back with you tomorrow, same time, 6 o'clock in the morning. Thanks go out this morning, of course, to our intrepid outdoor reporter, Ingrid, for her everyday story of Where Am I Going? They're going off to have a little bit of a break later this week. That'll be nice. Porchetti. Haven't been there for years. Haven't been there since they've done the new road. So yeah, I must make a trip down there as well. So big thanks to Ingrid. Big thanks, of course, to Yasmin here in the Breakfast Show studio, looking after everything, doing all our social media and everything, really. I just play music, sit here and do very little, just have fun. Well, Yasmin has fun as well. She's always happy. So big thanks to Yasmin. Big thanks to my co-producer, Neil Danby, over there in the United Kingdom. He gets a lot of our background information for us on the show. To the boys and girls at Grupo Grada, who keep us up and running, especially Isaac, who's there bright and breezy in the morning. Thank you, Isaac. And, well, what else do I have to say? To you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show. If you want to advertise or sponsor us, it's easy. Just give us a WhatsApp on 677-188-22 677-188-22. Got lots of people waiting to hear what you've got to say. And you can also call Yasmin, 223-5162. 223-5162. See, it's that easy, really. That's all you got to do. And as for me, I say I'll be with you 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. Just got to say, whatever it is you're going to be doing during the course of Monday, please do it carefully. 6 o'clock tomorrow morning, what do I want to be doing? I want to be talking to you, not talking about you. For me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-ta. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Call FM production. Presented by Jerry D. Produced by Yasmin Karas. Co-producer, Neil Danby. The Breakfast Show was brought to you thanks to Imprenta 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.